This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This hour of the program brought to you by Action Movers. Their business is booming right now, and they're hiring for warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. Just pass a background check. Got a Class A CDL. Tremendous opportunity for you as well. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Find out more by visiting one of their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or calling 701-566-5532. 566-5532. Six past the hour, and hour two. What's on your mind? Kicks off. We've been talking about whether it's a good idea to legalize marijuana. That question on the ballot this November in North Dakota. And we're going to talk with a North Dakotan who spent most of his life working in California, employed as a deputy sheriff, deputy coroner, senior coroner investigator, investigating deaths, retired after 22 years of service, 4,000-plus death investigations, including hundreds of drug-related deaths, which obviously include marijuana-related deaths as well. Roger Caseman joins us to talk about North Dakota's marijuana measure on the November ballot. Roger, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Well, thanks for having me. Glad to talk to you and the people in North Dakota.
So, seeing what you've seen, what's your viewpoint on this ballot question?
It's one of the worst ideas that anybody has ever come up with. It's legalization is and medical marijuana are based on a pack of lies. And I saw that firsthand when I first went to work as a deputy sheriff. My first week out on patrol as a trainee, I ran into the first people high on marijuana. And I started to learn. I started to keep track of what went on. I carried note cards in my shirt pocket and jotted down stuff and started collecting information on it. And that went on through, I worked in a jail for, booking for a while and people coming in high on marijuana. So that added to my experience. And then I had the opportunity to move into investigations. In California, the sheriff is also the coroner in about 52 or 54 of the 58 counties. So down the hall from the jail was the coroner's division. And I got interested in that kind of work, and one thing led to another. I went to work for the Yolo County Sheriff's Office in their coroner's division as an investigator. And then Sacramento County poached me. They recruited me, and I went to work for them and worked there for 16 years until I retired. Now I'm really into it, into marijuana. And I didn't go looking for it. It came up and slapped me in the face. Traffic death, you go through the pockets and collect the valuables of the deceased person, I started finding marijuana and all other kinds of drugs. I mean, marijuana was the predominant drug. Everybody thinks it's safe. It's not. What I saw, there's absolutely nothing positive about it. And the proponent's argument that it's harmless, that's the biggest lie of all. It is not harmless. It never has been.
When you talk about finding marijuana, so you're saying in investigating deaths, you would find marijuana. That's where you're connecting the dots of marijuana.
Oh, correct. Yes. There's a... And then there's blood tests, and I send the marijuana I found. We never called it marijuana. We called it green vegetative material because we didn't know at that time, and that it is in trouble in court with defense attorneys. So we'd send it to the crime lab, and they would test it for the strength. First, marijuana, yes. Second, what's the strength? Then the autopsy report came back with levels of THC. THC is the active ingredient that makes people stupid after they smoke marijuana. So I would get that stuff back, and sometime in the future after this accident happened, I'm sitting at my desk, and I got all this information, and now I have to make decisions. And I issued death certificates. That was my primary job, was coming up with a cause of death and a mode of death, the mode of death being a natural accident, suicide, or homicide. And I would sit down, and I would fill all of these papers out, and my signature went down on a death certificate under the penalty of perjury. I didn't have to raise my right hand. The California state law says all my reports I signed, and the death certificate, I signed that under the penalty of perjury. And so 16 years of experience doing that, and I can tell the people in North Dakota that there is absolutely no way that marijuana is safe. In fact, it's gotten worse. Anyway.
Worse how?
Well, let me give you a rundown here. The proponents of legalizing marijuana point to the 1937 marijuana law the federal government passed. And what they point to is that it was Big Pharma that got after the federal government to do that. Well, that's not true. The federal government acted after 37 or 36 states passed bans on marijuana. The North Dakota passed that ban in 1933, so the federal government was reacting to interstate and international trafficking in marijuana. It came mostly from Colombia and Mexico in those days. Here's the thing. Prior to, let's say, 1996, the strength of marijuana was about 1 to 2%. When California passed medical marijuana, you know, they started growing it in greenhouses, legally growing it in greenhouses, and that took it from a regular farm crop, planted in the spring, harvested, you know, at the end of summer, beginning of fall. Now they could turn it over six times. Now they started doing breeding and crossbreeding, and the THC level went up to and around. There's some stuff on the market now that's 38% THC. Now, if you want to get an idea of that, imagine that there's I'm going to fix you a drink. I'm going to use a shot of Everclear, 190, almost pure alcohol. I dump it in. Okay. Now, the new marijuana takes 36 or 35 more shots and put it in. That's the strength difference between what I worked with before I retired and what we have available now. The number one question people, the voters of this state, have to address is why smoke marijuana? And I'll give you a very simple explanation, and this goes back to my empirical experience as a law enforcement officer. The human body has 6 quarts of blood. That blood circulates about every 3 minutes throughout the body, depending on your activity. You take a hit of marijuana, the THC will hit your brain within a few seconds, and it stones people. I mean, I've got too many thoughts going through my head here. Stone people. There's the movies go back to Cheech and Chong. And it shows them as – I always viewed that as a kind of a takeoff on marijuana users, stoned out of their minds and not knowing what the heck's going on. That happens almost instantly. So that – the increase in potency has increased the problems with it. Now, California legalized medical marijuana in 1996. And then Colorado and Washington legalized recreational marijuana in 2012. Okay. In 2013, in response to emergency room physicians treating psychotic people, they placed marijuana-induced psychosis into the DSM-5, which is a list of all the psychological disorders that psychiatrists and psychologists treat. So the problems are so huge. I mean, they're life-threatening. Suicide rates are up. I got a whole list of mothers who lost their sons primarily in late high school, early college days to suicide because they got addicted to marijuana. And don't let anybody tell you it's not addictive.
Wow.
I'm sitting here reading. So, okay, go ahead.
Hold that thought. We're going to go to a break here, Roger. We'll continue this conversation on the other side of the break. Roger Caseman joining us today to talk about question on the North Dakota ballot come November, legalizing marijuana, whether that is a good idea or a bad idea. So stay tuned. We'll continue this conversation after a short timeout, 16 past the hour. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't go away, friends.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include exceptional cropland in Ransom County, North Dakota, 560 acres of cropland near Trail in Ada, Minnesota, 480 acres of productive cropland in Stutzman County near Eldridge, 611 acres of crop and pasture land in Lemoore County, hundreds of acres of cropland in Ward and McLean counties, and farm and construction equipment auctions in Dawson, Bowman, Kildare, and Mott, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's for lunch today? Petroferb USA. We got lasagna in Harwood. Meatloaf or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Tater Tot hot dish on NP Avenue. Salisbury steak, both in Glendon and Euland today. And Swedish meatballs on 45th. Petroserve USA. Home cooking. Grab and go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. texter said, if people don't follow Roger on Facebook, they are missing out. Such a wealth of knowledge. And we're chatting with him today on the program. Roger Caseman is sharing his thoughts about, come November, this vote on legalizing marijuana, and coming at it from a perspective of law enforcement, a deputy sheriff, deputy coroner, senior coroner, investigator, who retired after 22 years of service and 4,000-plus death investigations. So continuing our chat today with our guest, Roger Caseman, today on the program. Here's a comment from a listener I want you to respond to. Let's remember why marijuana was deemed illegal, because the federal government needed an excuse to keep ATF post-prohibition. That's the only reason marijuana, a plant, was deemed illegal to keep ATF. Government is not the decider of plant use in America. Shouldn't need to legalize a plant. As a medical user, the process and the program is absurd and overregulated. What do you say to that, Roger?
ATF didn't exist when the federal government outlawed it. In fact, the pharmaceutical companies, they existed, but they were small potatoes. The pharmaceutical companies didn't get into the big business mode until World War II, when the U.S. Army, Navy, and Air Force and everybody else, the military, needed penicillin. And so they cranked up to turn out penicillin. And treatments for malaria, people forget that we fought half of the war in the Pacific where malaria was very common. So that's when the pharmaceutical companies got started. And then after World War II, they went after smallpox and they went after polio. And they rightly earned a lot of money doing that, but they saved a lot of lives. I remember the fear of polio. But anyway, getting back to this, the American Psychiatric Association recognized marijuana addiction and marijuana withdrawal and put it in their DSM-5 edition. In addition to that, they also recognize marijuana-induced delusions, marijuana-induced hallucinations, marijuana-induced paranoia, and marijuana-induced schizophrenia. So if the people users want to screw up their mind, marijuana is the way to do it, especially this high potency stuff. The alcohol industry learned a long time ago through very careful research that 20% of alcohol users consume 80% of the product. So what the marijuana industry is trying to do is get 20% of users to use 80% of their product. And I've gone out and looked up some of the advertisements. Like, for instance, there's a line of marijuana for sale. It's 19% THC. It's called Chem Dog. And they advertise it like pungent, diesel-like smell. Heightens the creativity while leaving the body stoned and relaxed. And then there's another one, Sour Diesel. That's a good one, huh?
No.
Pungent smell of fuel, skunk, and citrus, as well as sweet, musty flavor. And that's what they're using to sell this stuff.
Yeah, who says sign me up for that?
I know. Oh, it gets there. There's some. One of them says, well, it will stimulate your creative side, but it will lead you back to the couch for a second dose of their product. Now, one of the big things I ran across while I was both a patrol deputy working in the jail and as a investigating deaths was the people that survived. You know, a couple smoked marijuana and he died and she died. They just don't care. I mean, they look for their next fix, their next joint. That's all they live for. There was a research study done at Dundee University in New Zealand. It was a long-term research project, and also about Duke University and King's College in London. And they followed kids throughout, I think, 38 years. It was just, let's do this to see what turns up. Well, marijuana turned up high school age. And they did IQ tests on all of these kids. about 1,100 of them made it through to the final study. Some of them moved away or did whatever. And they found that the heavy users lost 21% of points in IQ, whereas the never users, their IQ went up slightly. And that's frightening. The University of Texas, Dallas did brain studies. This was when they first came out with medical marijuana. And they did some brain studies. They advertised for 100 moderate to heavy users and paid them a stipend. And then 100 that were, that had never used marijuana. And they did brain scans. They found out that the heavy users were losing brain mass. I mean, the brain was fading away. And that's just a few of them. There was very little research into marijuana and its effects on the human body, the human brain, and the human mind. Very little research done. But after the legalization started popping up, universities started doing it. And none of it is positive. Absolutely none of it is positive. Kevin Straub, started an organization called Normal. That was the normalization. It was set up to legalize marijuana, to lobby for that. Playboy, Hugh Hefner and Playboy gave him the seed money, $5,000, to start the organization. And he is on record as saying that they were going to push medical marijuana, and once people accepted that, they were going to go for legalization. It happened just exactly the way you planned. It was a pretty good plan, but unfortunately, it's got some really bad effects that people don't realize until they're hooked. It is addictive. Prior to legalization or medical marijuana legalization, a group of people in San Diego, California, got together and organized Marijuana Anonymous based on Alcoholics Anonymous 12 Steps. After that, at the time they organized, there were already organizations in Orange County and Los Angeles County, the San Francisco Bay Area. They got together at Morro Bay, California, and formed one group, an umbrella group, and organized into one. And then groups from Seattle and New York City joined, and then it spread to London, and then it spread to spread to Canada. It spread all over. It's New Orleans, New Zealand. It's in Australia. And Heartview Foundation here, I called them, actually asked. They offer inpatient marijuana treatment program.
Wow.
And
wow.
intense outpatient treatment.
Fascinating conversation, Roger. Thanks for the time today. We really appreciate you sharing this story with us as former law enforcement. Thanks a bunch. Both Mike Huckabee and Donald Trump agree you need to read Dick Morris's new book. It's called The Return, and it's already topping bestseller lists. Former President Trump says it's a great book and urges you to get it. And Mike Huckabee recently urged every American to read The Return. In The Return, Dick Morris explains why Trump, not DeSantis, must be the candidate in 2024. He even reveals the moves Hillary Clinton is taking to prepare to run against Trump. The Return reveals Trump's secret plan to win. Newsmax says The Return is the political book of the year. The elections are coming soon. Find out why everyone is getting The Return, an Amazon number one bestseller. Get Dick Morris's The Return at bookstores everywhere, or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX, that's 800-NEWSMAX, or go to thereturn911.com to get your copy today. Thereturn911.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk has revealed that the Chinese Communist government has asked him directly to withhold Starlink internet access from the Chinese people. Quote, Beijing has made it clear its disapproval of its recent rollout of Starlink in Ukraine, end quote. They also sought assurances he would not sell Starlink access in China. President Biden and the world, for the most part, condemns Russia's attack on civilian targets in its invasion of Ukraine. Ursula von der Leyen, president of the European Commission, weighs in on Monday's missile attack on Ukrainian citizens by Russian forces.
Russia once again has shown to the world what it stands for. It is terror and brutality.
Multiple international airports across the United States were hit with a cyber attack Monday, courtesy of Killnet, hacking group that forced websites temporarily offline. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport and Los Angeles International Airport's websites were affected. USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For all you sophisticated ladies out there. She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a
guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. $19.88 right now with the promo code Scott from MyPillow.com. At regular price is $49.98 on that. The most comfortable mattress topper you'll ever own, 40% off. That's a great deal. 6-piece towel sets are $39.96. You've got the most comfortable slippers you can ever imagine, $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com. You'll see the TV specials. You'll see the links to the MyPillows, the bedding, the mattresses, the mattress toppers, the footwear, the clothing, the bath. The pet blanket and dog beds, which are great. All of the great products from Mike Lindell. Call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code Scott. Our next guest is going to tell us a little bit about the Gender Theory Impact on Society conference that's taking place Saturday at the Bismarck Heritage Center. In addition to serving as president of Liberty Sentinel Media, our guest Alex Newman has written for a wide variety of publications, and Epic Times, Law Enforcement Intelligence Brief, foreign correspondent, senior editor for the New American Magazine, writer for WorldNet Daily, education writer for the Freedom Project Media, and a columnist for the Illinois Family Institute, and more. Welcome to the program, Alex Newman. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me, sir.
Yes. So we've been hearing a little bit about this Gender Theory Impact on Society conference Saturday at the Bismarck Heritage Center. Tell us what we should know about this.
Well, it's going to be very informative. There's going to be a number of wonderful speakers there addressing this issue that has now become ubiquitous and all-pervasive in our society, in our public schools, and even the people who think that they are immune from this need to be paying attention, because this stuff is sneaking into families that never would have expected it. It's coming in through the back door, and it's something that all of us are going to have to deal with at some point or another. So I think it's be great to see people come out. We'd love to meet you guys in person, and I think it's going to be a fantastic conference.
What is gender theory?
Well, depending on who you talk to, gender theory is this idea that gender is fluid, that gender is a social construct, that binary genders is a product of Western imperialism and white supremacy. And I mean, some of it sounds quite ridiculous, right? I mean, the idea that Western civilization invented the concept of two genders is self-evidently so idiotic that it'd be hard to imagine somebody taking it seriously. And yet there are legions of PhDs and university professors who believe this garbage. And so essentially they reject the idea that there are men and women. They believe that there are potentially infinite different genders, and that we all just need to choose our gender, and that we have been basically brainwashed to believe that there's only male and female. And the implications of this are huge, right? That we all recognize that there's a such thing as a mother and there's a such thing as a father. And yet if you deny that there are men and women, if you deny that God created the male and female, then the implications for family, the implications for civilization are enormous. They're catastrophic. The implications for faith, for religion, for government policy. And so this is something that touches every aspect of our lives. And, you know, I think a lot of people kind of ignored it because it just seemed so ridiculous. And yet what we're seeing now is an increase in tens of thousands of percent just in recent years in the number of young people who are identifying as new genders, who are taking, you know, hormone treatments and puberty blockers, getting ready to go in for surgical mutilation, little girls having their breasts removed, you know, boys having being castrated, essentially. So this is extremely alarming. It's coming at us like a freight train, and unfortunately, even the people of North Dakota are not immune to this.
How does this movie end?
Well, I think there's different possibilities. One, it ends with the total smashing of the nuclear family, the total erosion of self-evident truth, of biological facts and reality. It ends with millions of young people sterilized, castrated, mutilated permanently with sexual dysfunction, unable to reproduce, unable to experience the pleasures of sexual intimacy. But there is an alternative, and the alternative is society comes to its senses and quits playing along with this, quits brainwashing impressionable young children with this, and you know, we get back to the hard work, and it's going to be a multi-generational process of rebuilding the family, rebuilding respect for common sense, for biblical principles, for moral truth, and you know, I don't think the ending is written in stone yet, but. If people don't get involved, I can tell you this is going to end in a train wreck.
So, to start with, just somebody has to yell stop and be that blunt force instrument against this insanity.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just like with a medical problem, right? The very first step in dealing with your medical problem is going in for a proper diagnosis and having a doctor look at this and say, okay, you have this problem. Here's how we deal with it. So we're in that stage right now, right? Our nation has a potentially deadly sickness, and it is destroying untold numbers of our young people. And so step one needs to be coming in here and like the adults in the room and saying, look, guys, this is not acceptable. We're not going to continue teaching this to children. We're not going to continue allowing children to be mutilated. We're not going to continue allowing Disney to pump this filth into our living rooms. And so, you know, then we get to the hard work of actually reversing the damage and rebuilding culture, rebuilding family, rebuilding education in a way that actually makes sense.
So talk a little bit about Saturday and the conference. What are participants going to leave with?
Well, there's going to be experts in a lot of different fields. My specialty is in education. I've written books on education. I've been an educator for over a decade. And one of the things that I've been doing for many years now is sounding the alarm about what's happening in the public schools. Now, what's happening in the public schools is much broader than just this crazy brainwashing of children to think that they can pick a new gender and take, you know, medical treatments to become their true selves. You know, this is a rot that goes even deeper than that. I think the gender madness is really just a symptom of the disease. And so I'm going to be focusing on, you know, what our children are being taught in public school, how the situation came about, what is the risk to children placed in this environment, how parents can work to protect their children from this. But there will be other experts speaking on different facets of this. One of the speakers is actually somebody who was duped into believing that they could become a new gender, and so went through some of this really horrific process that cost massive amounts of money, and then decided to reverse that process. And there are many people like this, even though the media tries to disappear them, tries to act like they don't exist. There are many, many people like this all over the country. So one of the speakers will be coming from that perspective. One of the speakers is a leading medical doctor, a leading expert in this field, the former head of the American College of Pediatricians. She'll be speaking on the medical component of this. So there's going to be a wide array of different topics addressed, all of them kind of having to do with this gender idea that has infected the minds of our young people like a virus.
Are they actively recruiting people to, you know, consider swapping genders?
Oh, they're not just actively recruiting. They are pressuring and pestering young children into adopting these ideas. You know, one of the very pernicious things that I'll talk about, I'm sure your listeners have heard of the controversy over critical race theory. Well, critical race theory also has served a very important role in pushing little children into this, right? Because what they're doing, it's an old Marxist tactic where you divide society up into two different categories, oppressor and oppressed. And, you know, in typical society, the Marxists have made that dividing line along the lines of basically working class versus the bourgeoisie, the middle class, the owners of property and capital and things like that. That wasn't a very useful distinction in America. People would not really go for that. And so they came up with new ideas to divide society. And they settled on this idea of a critical race theory. And so what they're doing now in government schools all across America, and this is happening in North Dakota as well, they're going into a classroom full of little children whose ancestors came from Europe. And they're telling them that, hey, you know, because your ancestors came from Europe, you're a white person, you're part of systemic white supremacy, you're an oppressor by definition, you were born with white privilege. But this is the same kind of garbage that Mao was teaching the little children in China when he took over, only instead of race, it was, you know, class. But so they're telling these little kids this, but then they're telling them, hey, but, you know, just because you're white doesn't mean you have to be an oppressor. You know, if you were, like, hypothetically transgender or polyamorous, lesbi curious, you know, that would make you part of the victim class, then you could be one of the oppressed, you could be one of the minorities. And you know, what happens then is a lot of these insecure little children, especially little girls, are susceptible to this, say, well, you know, I don't want to be an oppressor, I don't want to be a mean white supremacist bully, I'd rather be a victim here. And so they'll pick some new gender, they'll pick some new sexuality so that they can become part of the coalition of the oppressed. It's very, very nefarious, and yet untold thousands, maybe millions of our young people all across this country have succumbed to this vicious lie.
Oh. We're chatting with Alex Newman, who's talking about Saturday's Gender Theory Impact on Society conference that will take place at the Bismarck Heritage Center. You heard us advertise for that. A couple minutes left. What else do you plan on discussing at the conference?
Well, what I'm going to be showing parents is that this is a problem that is ubiquitous across the nation. You know, one of the things that I've noticed, I've traveled the country speaking about education. I think I've spoken in 46 of the 50 states on this issue. And what I've found is that parents in liberal states, parents in Illinois, California, New York, Massachusetts, they kind of already know this, and then they're you know, working to fight it. They're taking their children out. But then you go to rural and conservative states like the Dakotas, like Oklahoma, South Carolina, and Nebraska. And parents say, well, you know, that's happening in California and New York, but that's not happening here. The problem is it is happening there. It's happening all over the country. These teachers are being trained at the same institutions, the same curricula. They're being taught the same pedagogy. They're being brainwashed with the same worldview. And so children in North Dakota are at just as big a risk as children in any of the other states, if not more so, because there's a really large degree of naivete among parents, among taxpayers there. So I'll be showing people that, you know, this is ubiquitous, but there are solutions to deal with this, and it is critical that we start implementing those now.
Texter says God needs to be put back into the family. The father needs to stand up and be a father. He needs to pray to St. Joseph, the patron saint of the fatherhood. Another says the DSM-5 also redefined gender identity disorder and no longer classifies it as a mental illness, which directly led to the explosion in trans identification in our youth. The DSM-5 is riddled with inaccuracies and errors and has been heavily criticized for damaging the credibility of the psychiatric field. A few seconds left. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Thank you to both of the commenters. This is a critical issue. We've got to have God back at the center of education, and I look forward to meeting you guys all this weekend.
All right. Saturday, Gender Theory Impact on Society Conference, Bismarck Heritage Center. Thanks for the time today, and we'll see you this weekend. Alex, take care.
Thank you very much. God bless.
Short break. One last segment to go on What's On Your Mind and some of your comments after this. Don't go away.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
About my slippers from Mike Lindell, the most comfortable slippers I've ever had. They have the slip-ons and the moccasin style. Oh my gosh, are they great. All kinds of colors to choose from. They're normally $139.98. They're $49.98 right now, MyPillow.com. There's pretty pink ones for the ladies. Guys, you can choose from brown, gray, black, kind of an olive shade as well. And again, they're all $139.98 normally. Now just $49.98. Women's moccasin my slippers and the slip-ons, and men's moccasin my slippers. All-season women's moccasin slippers and the slip-on for the men as well. They have thong sandals. They have slide sandals. They got it all. They have socks now, no-show socks and knee-high outdoor socks and crew outdoor socks and lots of those to choose from, even T-shirts and quarter socks and some nice sleepwear. A lot of great choices. Go to MyPillow.com. Just make sure you use the promo code SCOTT. Or call 800-506-9028. That's my special number, 800-506-9028. Texter said, hey, that guest is fantastic. Does he work with James Lindsay or have him as a guest speaker? James is a leading voice on this insanity. Dr. Jordan D. Peterson also does fantastic work educating the public about this. He's a good guest. Really good. And Saturday, the Gender Theory Impact on Society Conference will be a great place to get some more information. You'll love it. Texter says, your guest didn't say one fact about marijuana. He hasn't said one scientific fact to support his argument. It'd be different if he actually had some facts to back up this premise. He doesn't. And nobody has ever died from smoking marijuana flower. Someone not so favorable towards our guest and someone that loved him. What an awesome guest you guys have on today. I learned so much just listening to him. And I was going to vote yes on marijuana, but I've learned so much information to back my vote to no. Dexter says, I don't want to legalize marijuana. The government shouldn't mess with the black market. All right. Keep those comments coming. Texter says, Scott, weed is the one drug, legal or otherwise, where someone sitting next to me smoking can cause me to fail a drug test. Medical use requires more research, but legalization should be a no. Says Travis from Iowa. Another said, if you don't follow Roger on Facebook, you're missing out. He is a wealth of knowledge. All right. Roger, they're talking about there, is Roger Caseman, former law enforcement. The North Dakota, actually, that worked in California in law enforcement. Good information. Email from Jake. Let's see, it's fine to promote a vaccine that kills because it's science, but marijuana, a plant, that's bad. What about ESG, which is evil in disguise? Or accepting that anti-American cudgel? ESG will pay well for those who participate in flipping America, those willing to forfeit our American experiment. Wake the hell up, people. Stop letting experts decide everything. Email. Let's remember why marijuana was deemed illegal, because the federal government needed an excuse to keep ATF post-prohibition. That's the only reason marijuana, a plant, was deemed illegal, to keep ATF. Government is not the decider of plant use, and America shouldn't need to legalize a plant. As a medical user, the process and the program is absurd and overregulated. Okay. Got it. Another listener, 35 years ago, who would have ever thought that a gay married couple could smoke marijuana legally? How the U.S. has changed. Another, no, it's absolutely a gateway. Believe me, I know, you're absolutely correct. No good comes from it. No. Another, we have a tax surplus and a worker deficit. Marijuana brings nothing to North Dakota but a buzz and problems. A lot of different views on how you ought to vote on this one. Another says, vote yes. Come on, people. Every state doesn't have a problem. Your employer can still ban it, and you can lose your job if you get tested. Another, a family member started smoking pot as a teenager 40 years ago. Moved on to hard drugs and now lives in his car. No to legalizing marijuana. Okay. Legalizing pot still doesn't make it legal to drive a semi-truck. Most trucking companies can you. A majority of potential new hires cannot pass a drug test. Okay. A lot of good viewpoints there. Thank you very much. God bless one and all. We'll see you on the next edition of What's on Your Mind tomorrow, right here.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.